What's the gospel, man? Give me the gospel. We're here. People can listen. How does a person find eternal life? Be complete. Don't leave anything out.
You need to keep walking.
Okay. I'm honest. I'm on a street right here. I don't need to keep walking.
I'll get the police.
No, you can get the police. I have free right here to preach.
You have a free right to keep walking.
No, I don't. This is not loitering.
They already told you yesterday.
Nope. This is not loitering. So tell me, what is the gospel if you know it? I mean, if it's that important to you.
Never going to listen to you.
Really?
You are wrong.
I got an audio going to listen to you.
100% wrong.
Okay, got it.
What's the gospel?
While we were sinners, God died for us.
Okay, here, I'll walk with you. What is it? What is it?
While we were still sinners, God sent his son to die for us.
Okay, so we're sinners.
Believe in Jesus Christ will not perish, but have eternal life.
Okay. So believe in Jesus because he died for us.
Trust in, repent and put your trust in Jesus.
Okay, so now repentance. So I'm with you. Faith in his shed blood.
Yep.
And then repent. What does repent mean?
Repentance is turning away from sin.
I'm not hassling you, right? You agree?
No, I'm okay.
I'm not following you?
No,
okay. I'm just walking with you.
Turning away from our sin.
Okay, here we can stop right here. We're past that guy.
Turning away from sin.
Because the next thing you know, people are going to say, he's following this man. See, this is the street preacher's play. Ask you a question.
Turning away from sin, turning
What did they do
God.
With the prophets in the Old Testament?
What did who do with the prophets?
The world and the religious people.
They rejected them.
And killed them, too. And they killed the prophets. But anyway, so what is repentance? Go ahead.
Repentance is turning from sin and turning towards God.
Amen.
It's changing your heart and changing
Amen.
Your ways.
So I agree with you. So by faith, we place it in Christ. He's the only way. Through repentance, which means coming out of every false way, coming out of the culture, coming out of man-made religion, then what?
Yes, and trusting in Christ as your Lord and Savior, and following God's way, giving up my rights to myself and letting God have his way with my life.
Right, so yep, yeah, I agree with that, you're on the right path, but you're missing something really critical.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a chance because I love you.
Can you give me a hint?
Jesus said you can't enter without this. See, this is why I come
Jesus
in the street
is
to help
the way,
people.
The truth, and the life.
Yes, but there's something that must happen to you.
Oh, you must be born again. You must become a new life.
There you go. So faith. Well, we're getting somewhere now. So faith. That's why I come in the street. See, because people say they know it and they walk away, and most people then end up saying, "Yeah, I agree with that." They're not living it. But by faith, repentance, you'll be born again.
Yeah.
Now, next question.
Okay.
What's the fruit you're born again? Just I had an emotional experience and I go to church. What's the fruit that you're born again?
Oh, the fruit is the fruit of the Spirit is the evidence of a new life in Christ.
Okay. So which would be what? Drinking, smoking, living worldly?
No, that you your desires of your heart change.
Right.
And you see the evidence of that by the fruit of the Spirit.
Okay.
Things like love.
Right.
Peace.
Amen.
Kindness, gentleness, self-control, patience with others, faithfulness.
Which I need to throw in here. All of those you mentioned are awesome, and you know who those are all aimed at?
Help me with that.
Each other in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
When you come against false teachers,
yes.
Was Jesus kind and loving and patient with false teachers?
We are not
was
to judge,
Paul?
Yeah, we are not to judge someone's heart, but we can judge their fruit.
Their
we
fruit.
Can judge
That's
the
true.
Evidence of their life
so
and
the,
how much God is
yep.
working.
So the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, which is keeping God's ways, leaving all false ways, leaving the culture. And then there is one more thing. Maybe you don't believe this, but it is what the Bible teaches. There's one more thing you have to do. You're married.
It works.
Yeah. Well, you're married.
Yeah.
Is that a covenant?
Yes.
A man and a woman? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are you guaranteed? How long have you been married?
28 years.
Wonderful. Are you guaranteed the next 20 years?
I'm not guaranteed the next minute.
Right. What do you got to do?
Work out your salvation.
Well, with your wife, I'm talking about. You got to work on that salvation, that marriage by being faithful to her. She's faithful to you. If she brings a dude home one day and says, "Here's my new toy," I'm assuming your covenant would be over, right?
Yeah, okay. That would be a breaking of a
promise. You have to endure. So by faith and repentance, and being born again with the fruit of holiness and obedience, all of these you must have, you must endure in the faith. Now, when you walk by, you said, yes, and you're standing here talking to me. I appreciate this. This is awesome. I might have come here, I was here yesterday. I was just stood outside the Catholic Church. I might have come here for you. I wasn't going to do this again. I normally don't come to places twice in a row. You know why? Because the mockers and the haters go, "We'll be ready if he comes back."
That's
then they got air horns and they're screaming, and I don't do that stuff to people.
Yeah.
But anyway, I may have come for you. Here's the thing. You walked by and I said, "Why are you here?" So here's my question to you. If you really are that, if you really follow Jesus, now there's a big key. Most Americans believe in Jesus. Even the demons believe in Jesus. But you know what? The Bible says you must follow him.
Yeah.
And to follow Jesus means your life changes and is aligned. We used to be worldly drunks and partiers.
Yeah.
And God transformed our heart first, and then everything in our life from the outside, my career had to go. Family and friends that hated God but went to church had to go. Everything that we loved that wasn't of God had to go. And now we walk through the world. I retired early to do this, if you can imagine this. And I don't take anyone's money. I fund myself. My wife and I live in a camper van. And we travel the country and we preach the gospel like this. And so I'll bring this up so it don't hit you. Sorry, sir. And so here's the thing. My question to you is, what are you living your life for? When you walk through these things like this, are you not walking with the world? Are you not dressing like the world? Are you not seeking the same thing the world does? Versus when your heart's been transformed, everything in your life changes. And you know that God actually teaches us how to actually dress our temple. And you know we're actually men. Do you see my wife has a head covering on?
Yeah.
You know the Bible teaches that. And you know, you're probably, let me guess. Nope. 1 Corinthians 11.
Okay.
You're probably an evangelical, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would consider myself
okay.
that.
So the evangelical founding fathers taught women to cover their heads. Go look it up. Calvin, which was, they're all false teachers. But a blind squirrel.
You think that's a requirement?
A blind squirrel finds nuts sometimes. So Calvin, Luther, Edward, Spurgeon all taught that. Well, it's a requirement because you just gave me the gospel that said the fruit that you love God is you obey him. So if it's in the word of God that's and you true. Don't obey it.
That's true.
So, hold on. Okay. So women's head covering. But the Bible, you see what I wear? I try to wear like a tunic, like garment.
Yeah.
God actually did this in Genesis 3. And it's beautiful. You know why? Adam and Eve sinned. God killed animals, shed their blood. It's an archetype of the covering of Jesus. It doesn't save us. It's an archetype. The Old Testament's full of a whole bunch of archetypes. It's an archetype of Jesus, and God told us how to dress ourselves. Now look at what mankind's turned clothing into. Your clothing is supposed to be a sin covering. Did you know that?
I do know that.
It's become a fashion
during the fall.
It's become a fashion statement, and people show their bodies off. You're covering your head. When they talk about the things of God, would you ever wear that when you preach in front of church?
Depends. When I'm with my brothers, I'll wear a hat.
Okay. The Bible says men's heads are to be uncovered. 1 Corinthians 11. So I'm just teaching you these things to not be, you know, people will say that's legalistic. Actually, it's not legalistic. To be legalistic is to obey God's word, means to be legal. When you drive your car and you see a cop, do you obey every road rule to not get a ticket?
Try my
best. Is that legalism? It's not legalism. That's obedience. That's wisdom. So God says all these things he put in place, whether it's our clothing, what we do with our time. And here's the thing. This is the broad road to destruction. All the trinkets. I'm not saying every little bit of food here is sinful. It's not what I'm saying. Look at the culture. It's headed in the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah.
It loves hobbies, food, fashion, football. I used to be a football fan. Today's Championship Sunday.
Yeah.
And people will be in the church buildings. Right? And then all of a sudden, they're going to be watching pagan football that's violent, that's covetous, that's rowdy, that supports the LGBT movement and abortion.
Right.
And Christians are supporting the NFL. So all I'm asking you to, your first name again was?
Dave.
Dave. All I'm asking you, and I appreciate you letting me make an audio. It's going to go on my website. I'm not going to mock you, but you can look. My street preaching videos will be up.
Okay.
I would challenge you to go deeper in your faith than Sunday church. The evangelical church system is a lie. So is the Roman Catholic. Easter's coming up. I love to teach this. It's a pagan holiday that God never ordained. Evangelicals took it from the Roman Catholics. Easter means Ishtar.
Yes.
We're supposed to celebrate Christ's resurrection every day. I'm assuming you love and faithful to your wife every day.
Absolutely.
Not once a year.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you can have an anniversary. Some people do those. I don't think you need them. If you really love each other, my wife and I love each other, and we don't need an anniversary once a year. We do it every year, every day.
Right. Right.
So here's one, Good Friday. They're going to practice Good Friday. Jesus said he'd be in the grave how long?
On the third day, he will raise.
Right. So he said he'd be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. You look like a smart guy.
Not really.
Are you good at math? Are you good at math? Can you get...
I'm okay.
Can you get... my voice is rough from yesterday preaching today. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
I don't understand the question.
Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. That's 72 hours. He's not... You think Jesus is a liar?
No.
Okay, so he said he'd be in the grave 72 hours. Can you get 72 hours from Friday night to Sunday morning when he resurrected?
No.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
You're practicing a lie.
Right.
Go to Revelation 22. It says, whoever loveth and maketh a lie will be outside of the kingdom. So what churchianity has done is they've attached all these things to my holy God, and most of them are profane. Most of them come from the Roman Catholics. They do Super Bowl parties. This is worldly and carnal.
Right.
The women are allowed... Admit it, the women are allowed to show their bodies off in the church.
Right.
And as a married man, you probably got to look at the ground sometimes.
Absolutely.
This is the pastors failing, not teaching the word of God. The pastors aren't biblical. Well, if they teach the women to dress biblical, before you know it, they're going to have to be wearing what God put the men in. So you see this fade from the truth. So I'm glad you stopped. I'd love to challenge you that instead of walking through this world on the broad road, open your Bible. My website's designed to do that. I don't take people's money. There's a 10-point test on there. You haven't studied because you thought head coverings was in the Old Testament, and it's not. You haven't tested everything you do from the heart outward. You don't put a tunic on to be saved. You put one on like your wedding ring, which also is pagan, by the way. You have a wedding ring on. I'm assuming you didn't put that on before you got married.
No.
It came afterwards.
Right.
The heart is transformed, and then all these holy acts come out, like covering your head, like dressing biblical, no longer cussing, not being part of the world. And wouldn't your life, I have a question, wouldn't your life be radically different if instead of entertaining yourself in the culture, you were fully biblical and you stood against the culture and you preached the gospel? You think your life would be different if you lived like I do? I promise you it would be
different. Well, I can tell that it would be way different.
I promise you it would be different. There would be no TV in the house, okay? There would be no worldliness. There would be no cultural dress. There would be no evangelicalism, because that is all. Sunday's not the Lord's Day.
Right.
The Bible never teaches Sunday's the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Never. Nowhere. Yeah. And I've got...
I have these conversations with God every day, and he's worked on some things.
Okay,
and
but here's the thing.
Some things to
okay,
me.
Last thing. Yep. Last thing. So on my website, I teach all about this. I'm not just a street preacher out here puking up things. I'm also a teacher, and I teach. I got thousands of resources on my website. Go to the teaching blog. Here's the thing, though. When you talk to God, if he shows you things that are sinful and you keep doing them,
I agree.
You're no longer talking to God. In John 9, he says he doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. People have to repent. In Acts, I don't know if you're born again or not. You can say you are, but in Acts 5, God says he gave the Holy Spirit to anybody who just believes in him. Doesn't say that. It says those who obey him. And when you think, well, do you have to do that, or do you have to do this, or do you... I have a question. How many sins did it take to put Adam and Eve out of the garden?
One.
If you carry one thing. When the rich man came to Jesus, and he said, Master, how do I find eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the law. And he said, I've done that my whole life. You notice Jesus, knowing the past, present, future, didn't contend that. This guy was holy. And Jesus said, ready? One thing you lack.
Yeah.
One thing would have kept him out of the kingdom.
Have.
He loved his money. So let's say you have $1 million in a 401k and you love that more than God. That's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God.
Right.
So anything that you do, and Hebrews 10:26, the evangelicals hate this verse. They try to twist it upside down. Hebrews 10:26 says there's no sacrifice if you keep willful sin. That means sin you know. No. But you get your evangelicals and they go, well, that doesn't mean that. But you can still sin and Jesus' sacrifice is going to cover you. That's not what it says.
No, we should be fleeing from sin.
Right. But I just exposed some things in you that you're keeping that are sin that you really need to challenge.
I will. I'm open-minded.
Well, you're united. See, if you go to the evangelicals and you sing and pray with them, you're united to them and then you're united to their sin. So if they bring in a burlesque show with women dancing naked for children, and you're still united to them,
some
you'd
of
go.
Them are doing that.
I know they are.
I'm not part of
but
that.
But what I'm saying is, but if your church did that and you were sitting there singing and praying the next day, you're united to them. Well, they're doing Christmas, they're doing Easter, they're doing Good Friday, they're pagan lies, they're doing feminization, they're doing worldliness. Most of them have it ready. Most of them, I got to cover this. The gospel on that card.
And then
have.
I do need to find.
Right. Hey, the gospel, it's on that card.
Mm-hmm.
Most evangelicals teach you faith alone, grace alone. You will not find one Bible verse that says faith alone, grace alone.
James
says you are not saved by faith alone, that your works shows you your saving faith.
Faith
and we don't
works
right.
Again.
And we don't work our way to heaven.
Right.
How could I work my way to heaven? I've sinned so many times against God.
Yeah.
Problem is, once I'm made new in him and that's all cleansed, now I better walk according to his ways, and he's not going to keep cleansing me if I trample his blood. So, I love you, man.
I love you too, brother. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you listening. I hope you go deeper. And if you ever want a Bible study, I'd love to talk to you. Here's my challenge to you. Get out of the evangelical church for 2 months. Tell them, I'm taking away a break. I'm not going away from the Lord. I'm going into the Lord. Go into the Word of God. Get that noise out of your life. Get that music. And the two-hour show, did you know that's not worship?
Something's happened to me in the last few years that is actually taking me more and more
good.
Away from
that's
that.
Not worship.
Where now I'm in a small group, and I'm worshiping with God every morning.
That's good.
I'm with a
that's
close
good.
Group of brothers.
Oh, well, that's good. That's
and
a good
that's
step.
Really good for
that's
me.
Good step, because worship is not in a building in a show.
No
worship
doubt.
Is your everyday
the
life lived.
Right here.
And so the Bible says redeem the time. So as I send you on your way, because you got to go find your missus.
You
got to go find your missus. Thank you that she wasn't here. Most of them pry the men away from me. I would ask you, are you redeeming the time for Christ with all your ways?
Thank you.
I love you.
God be with you.
Check out our website.
Okay.